Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Hey, just a heads up. This next bit might be a bit naughty. So if you've got little ears in the car, you might want to turn it down.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
We haven't used that in a while.
No, and I thought this would be perfect when we're about to get into this.
Yeah, we do educating Joel because he asks questions about the opposite sex because he's had one relationship, went for 6 months. He needs to know these things.
And that relationship may have ended because I didn't know enough about my partner or the opposite sex.
And because it was only 6 months, that's not enough time to really understand.
That's right.
What,
by the way,
what a serious relationship entails.
I'm 34 years of age. Let's get on to that.
Okay.
We talk about the different types of moods that we can be in a day. How many do you think you can be in a day for you? Because this will then move on to the question.
Yeah, well, you're asking the absolute extreme case here. Because
you're an extreme case?
I'm a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. I could be in one mood in 1 minute and then the next minute a different one and then the next and that continues. How many minutes are there in a day?
Yeah, well, we could just keep on going. Who has a say in the hay? When it comes to the old romp, when it comes to that tap on the shoulder, so many people are doing different jobs and vocations which require energy.
Mm.
How are you both meant to come together with that libido and with that energy to make love?
Oof. To arrange when to actually do it. Oh, my goodness. This is such a big one that you talk about with your girlfriends all the time.
Are you going to let us know?
Yeah, in
the
case,
conversations you have with the besties?
Yeah.
All right.
Tough luck.
No.
Well, I'm thinking to Adam and it makes me feel bad. I ignore him. I ignore him when he drops the hints.
How? What do you mean? You pretend you fall asleep? You do the old headache?
You're stubborn. And one, you already know if you're not doing it. You know. But in a relationship, you know when sometimes if you tell your partner something or they tell you something.
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay, yeah, you don't. You don't necessarily listen to them.
Yeah.
But if someone else were to say it to you, you might take their word for granted. You know?
Because yeah.
For instance, the other day with Adam trying to sell the car, I said, get it online.
Yes, I remember you told me that.
So then Roxanne Tickle, our psychic medium, comes in and she said it. And
because
I said to Adam, Roxanne said, you're not going to sell it if you don't get it online.
So you place more importance on what she says sometimes?
And he put it straight online.
See, it depends on what's the most important thing in your relationship. Because if that could be one of the most important things, well, then don't you have to compromise like everything else in the relationship?
100%. And I've got girlfriends that actually schedule their times.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. And people go, oh, you lose the spontaneity, whatever. But sometimes it's the only way to do it. Because if you're feeling tired, you know, you could be in the mood at certain times.
That just takes away all the chemistry and the love, doesn't it? I'm just putting it out there. Let's schedule a time.
Hey, let's make it about 7:10. We'll do it right after dinner.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I get it. But sometimes that's the otherwise, if you don't schedule that time, it doesn't happen. So the other thing is probably encouraging. Once you say it once, you don't need to nag about it anymore. We get it. It's there. So it takes some time to psych yourself
you
up
You don't
for
like
it.
The tap on the shoulder.
Well, I get it. I know. I'll work on it in my own time.
Sure.
So it is about, you know, trying to get around to it. But it's listening, communicating. And
compromising.
And compromising.
And don't
and
ignore.
Once you start actually doing it, it's like the gym. You go there. The hardest part is actually going.
Well, there's a lot of similarities.
I've got to go to the gym. But once you're actually there, it's fine.
And you love that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
I like it. It's the same workout
so
as
just
well.
Just try do it. You can do it.
Don't ignore. This morning, what's the biggest argument you have in your relationships? Joel and Tall's Hit 105.5, 21 minutes to 8.
Yeah, the most common one, because it might not necessarily be that big
retrospect. Yes, because we were doing an educating Joel segment before, you know, who has a say in the hay? And you go, well, along with that is who gets to choose which food that we have?
Yeah, that's right. That's the most common one we have. It's the biggest decision we have to make, and then I'll come up with something.
Well, he should have a say because he doesn't get the other thing.
Yeah, but I want...
He should be able to say what he has for dinner.
I always say, what do you want? And he'll go, I don't know. What do you want? So I'll throw something out there just to have something. And I know he's not going to feel like it. And you go, nah. And I go, okay, well, that was my idea. So you pick.
And then you back off because you become petulant like a little kid.
Yeah.
In my short career of 6 months in my relationship, and I never quite understood this with Sharon, the ex, what she used to do is go next to the mirror and go heels or flats. She always used to go, you're so short. I didn't grow in the time that you first met me. You know what I'm saying? I'm well endowed in other areas. Like, no, personality, don't go there. And I was always like, why do you always have this conversation with me? For heels or flats? It was one of the biggest arguments that we ever had.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
It's a big one.
With your height, you should have always said
flats. What's wrong with it?
That's fine. You're just a bit shorter. Was she taller than you with heels on?
She wasn't that much taller, but she was a little bit taller.
Some people are self-conscious of that.
Yeah.
Others, it doesn't matter. I don't necessarily think it matters.
Financial matters are a big one when it comes to who has control over the bank account. Mm. Who has control over yours?
Oh, we have separate accounts. We do what we want with our own money. No.
Has that ever come about, that conversation?
Oh, we've said maybe we'll join one when it comes to saving for the unit that we're buying.
Yeah.
Or maybe a holiday. But
yeah.
We've never done it.
No. You just want to be able to sign those papers. Take care of that and I'll sign whatever you need.
Yeah, I don't need to know. In that regard.
13, 12, 16 this morning. What is the most common argument that you have in your relationship?
As silly as they are, we want to hear them.
Right across the Coffs Coast. Joel and Tools, good morning.
Now, Elise, what is your argument that happens with you and your partner?
Hello. The most common argument in my household is using technology too much, using our phones all the time.
Is it you that does it or is it him?
It's both of us.
Yeah. And I, this is what I do. I am on my phone and then I'll put it down noticing that I'm on it and then I get annoyed at him and he's like, you were just on your phone that whole time.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Well, we want to feel like we're just as important as the text messages that you're sending to your besties, Elise. That's all it is. We just want to feel worthy. Do you get that?
Yeah, and it's Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. How do you resolve it? Have you got a rule after this time we have the phones down?
Yeah, we do. No phones at dinner time, so we don't use them at all. And we pretty much don't use our phones too much when we're at home together. We've got on top of it.
Jeremy, 13, 12, 16, mate, what's the most common argument you have in your relationship?
Not cleaning up after myself.
It is you.
Mm-hmm.
What
yes,
do you do, mate? What do you do to get your partner upset?
Oh, basically, if I cook dinner, make lunch, make breakfast or anything like that, I just forget. The last thing I want to do is clean up after myself and all I want to do is eat what I've cooked.
I hate waiting to eat. And then, you know, having to clean up. But are you cooking for yourself or are you just cooking for her?
Oh, mainly myself.
Okay.
So I can kind of understand what
Maybe just me.
If you were cooking for her, then I can understand. You might go, babe, I'll cook and maybe you can clean. But when it's yourself, a little bit selfish, Jeremy.
Joel and Tools, we are streaming at hit.com.au and it's time for Science Says Tools.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a little test. We put science to the test. A survey's come out saying what they think men are better at and what they think women are better at. And we're going to prove the theory today. So we've got Kara who's called up. Kara, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Feeling very confident that I will prove that men know most things.
Kara, it's not a competition.
No, it's
Thank
not.
You for being a guinea pig. This is purely, you know, based on the facts here that we've been given in this situation.
What are some of the things, real quickly, that they say that guys know more of? Just one of the things.
That guys know more of? I don't know.
Not that guys know more of, but they're more inclined to know more of.
For instance, this isn't knowing more of. This is based on the pain. People say that guys can handle more pain, but I have heard that women have a higher pain threshold, and that's why we can have babies.
And that's why you can give birth, which makes a very good point. We're about to prove all these theories right or wrong. Here we go.
Okay, so science says women are better at language than men. So this is the question, and your name is your buzzer. How do you say AIDS in French?
Jeez. How do you say that?
Well, it is language.
Oh.
I didn't know if it was English or language. So I've gone with a little bit of both.
Kira.
I've got no idea.
That is Joel?
Yeah, go.
Adir.
No, like, I think that... Anyway, I'll explain this a little bit more because it could be confusing. The letters that are used in AIDS are also used in this one. So they're all the same letters. It's just like a jumbled way around.
Kira, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Or has she stumped us both? Look, I think she may... She stumped me too. That's okay.
It's SIDA. S-I-D-A. Have you ever seen that around?
No.
I kind of resonated with it. So we'll go with me on that one, being a female. That, yes, we've got the points.
Kira, we just learned something there. That's okay. I was more than happy to take it in.
Okay. So science says men are better at maths.
Oh, I'm going to struggle here.
Here we go. What is 9 times 6 plus 4?
Joel, 9 times 6 plus 4, 54 plus 4 is 58.
Kara, would you like to correct?
What? I didn't hear him. Sorry, what did he say?
So 9 times 6 plus 4. I'm getting my calculator out as well, just in case.
It is 58.
That's what I said.
Did you say 58?
I said 9 times 6 is 54, plus 4 is 58. The quizmaster, what are you doing today?
Well, I have a different answer. I have 60. So does anyone want to correct? Sorry. I should have. I thought I did check this. You got your calculator out. I
9 times 6 equals 54 plus 4 plus is 58. Four. So I was right.
That's how I got.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good work. So Joel got it first.
That one. Thank you.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
How are you going?
I don't know. I just thought it was 60. For some reason, I thought that the answer to 9 times 6 was 56. Okay, here we go.
Joel's
so last
one, up.
One.
Yeah.
Science says women are better at multitasking. So this is how we're going to put this to the test, okay? You listen to the quizmaster. You guys have a conversation over there, Kara and Joel. Off you go. And just don't pay any attention to what I'm saying or doing. Okay?
You want me to have a conversation with Kira? Hey, Kira, what are you up to for the rest of the day? What do you do for work?
I'm actually a cleaner at a holiday resort, so I'm off to clean some apartments.
Oh, okay. And what time do you get to finish up today?
At 2:30.
Oh, that's not a bad day.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a cat.
The question was... What noise did I make?
That was a cat meowing.
Did you hear that, Kira?
No, I didn't hear it.
Well, I mean, according to science, that's a bunch of bull then. Because Joel has proven everyone wrong today.
Thank you for playing, Kira. I want to talk to you about your Quizmaster questions while I play Ed Sheeran. I've got no idea about that first question at all. 13 past 8, it's Joel and Tools. Good morning. The big news story this week, the TV blooper from Natasha Exelby from the ABC News Tools.
Yeah, it started out as something that we all saw online and thought, oh, this is so funny. She's not ready for when the cross goes to her at the panel.
Well, because the pen was very interesting. I've done that a couple of times when you talk.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that.
No, we all do it, though. You get caught off guard. If you don't know what we're talking about, here's a bit of the audio from Natasha.
Melanie Vukovic, ABC News, Mount Sylvia.
Now to sport with Meredith Sheehan.
Yeah, that awkward pause was her not ready. There are a ton of stories going around and we need to be informed properly. And the person to go to, his name is entertainment reporter Peter Ford. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning to you both. Great to be with you. I'm not sure that really... as a piece of audio has quite the impact that you need to see it. I'm sure most people have probably seen it by now because it has gone absolutely viral. It's gone right around the world and other journalists and broadcasters from all sorts of far-flung countries have jumped onto this hashtag of put out your bloopers. And so they've been putting online various dumb things and silly things they've done on air through the years as a sign of solidarity for Natasha. Not that I think she necessarily needs incident. I think she's doing okay out of the whole thing.
We think so too.
Yeah, she's picked up the job reading news in the absence of Kyle and Jackie O's regular newsreader next week, and that's a good thing for her. And the ABC, of course, are spooked by all the publicity, and they're backtracking now. And
well, they're not used to it because
that's what we need to ask, Peter. So was she sacked? Because we heard that from that, where everyone thought it was so funny. We love a good joke, a good blooper like that. You know, that's what gets people. It adds realness to a person. We heard after that ABC had sacked her and people were outraged. So did that happen?
Well, technically, I guess she can't be sacked anyway because she was only like a casual employee who was brought in to do, you know, jobs, I guess, when other people are away or whatever. So she's not like a staff member where they've got to give her lots of warnings before they can fire her. They can choose to hire her or not hire her. Now, the person who wrote the story originally is sticking by their story and says the ABC boss is now just panicking and suddenly saying, oh, that's not what I meant. But if you read the statement that the ABC put out yesterday, reading between the lines, it does seem that there are other issues at play as well with Natasha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe this was like the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing.
So what other issues are we alluding to here,
Peter? Oh, I don't know. Just workplace issues.
Okay. He has a bit too much fun, you know? They don't like to have that much fun over there.
And of course, part of the problem with her is that she actually has got a bit of past form, don't forget. A few years ago when she was at Channel 10,
she was caught
giggling on about a story. There was about a block of flats that collapsed in India and all these people died. And so that was one of those really oops kind of moments. But
Peter, you know, did she get back to you? You can follow Peter on Twitter at MRPFord. Did she get back to you? Because I saw that you tweeted her and asked to be able to, you know, have some more answers on her behalf. Did she get back to you at all?
No. Do you think that was borderline trolling or was that...
No. Why can't we go straight to the source? I love what you do. That's why I went to you. Why can't we ask them instead of asking everybody else?
Well, you know, the other thing that's interesting is that there's also a school of thought that it was all staged.
Yeah.
That she did it deliberately. And in fact, Hugh Rimmington from Channel 10 last night, he put out a tweet congratulating her on the publicity stunt of the decade. Awesome!
Really?
Exclamation mark, he says. Now, maybe he was, you know, just joking. I'm not sure. But there are some people in the business, and mind you, people in the media are usually by nature very cynical people, and they think it was a setup.
So before we let you go, do you think that she's actually going to come out and say what it was, or do you think she'll just make no mention and move on?
Oh, I think she'll probably be interviewed and talk about it, but, I mean, I think it is what it is. She was just sort of vaguing out. And, you know, in the old days, there would normally be, like, a floor manager.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Count it down.
Yeah, well, the days of floor managers are pretty much gone now. I mean, I do this morning show in Sunrise, and we have them on that because we've got people going in and out and music acts and stuff. But if it's just a situation where someone's just sitting there behind a desk throwing to stories, there usually isn't a floor manager anymore. But what there is in your ear is an earpiece, and someone in the control room counts you in. As a story's ending, they'll count you down from 10 to 1 so you know when to look interested and animated. But now, whether she was so away with the pixies that she didn't even hear that, I'm not sure.
Well,
but that's why we love it.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's why we come to you, Peter Ford. Love it all. I know what we need to work on, and that's actually do a blooper that we can get some national attention for.
Yeah.
So, Peter Ford, thank you so much. We look forward to chatting to you soon.
Talk to you again. Bye.